This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Motor Inn Auto Group, Iowa State Savings Bank, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Motor Inn Service Department, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Harry's Ag Application, LLC, Sheraton Hy-Vee Market Grill, and your local McDonald's restaurant. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Dandee Farms, Knoxville Farm and Home, Pella Corporation, Van Monen Seed and Chemical, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, Ag Resource Management, Great Western Bank and Sully, and Pella Feed Service. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How do insurance companies work with farmers? In the third part of a five-part series on agriculture, let's go in-depth with Kyle Edwards, president of Van Gorp Edwards Insurance, Pella. So, Kyle, how do insurance agencies that work with farmers, what's the process? What do you do? What kinds of things are offered? What's the relationship like?
The relationship is usually typically pretty good with a farmer. We like to see them throughout the year quite frequently to make sure we know what's going on with their operation. We like to tell people, if we don't know what's going on, we're not able to insure it properly. So the biggest thing is communication with your agent, getting in through the year to see them. You know, with our process kind of starts at the beginning of the year, typically with crop insurance sales closing is March 15th, which we're past now. That's usually the first contact we have with a good chunk of our farmers through the year. We can kind of pin them down then and make sure we have all their equipment insured properly, or, you know, if they've bought or sold something we might not know about, we can get them to sit down a little bit during that time of year since not a ton going on in the fields and stuff. So that starts the year, and you get into this coming, you know, in the next few weeks we're going to get some planting in once they get their crops in the ground. Then we can typically get them to come back in to report some acres for the crop insurance side. And again, talk to them about, have they had any changes since we talked last in March? That's the advantage we have with doing a lot of crop insurance. We get to see them quite a few more times throughout the year versus just if we just did their farm insurance. A little harder to sometimes to get everybody together, you know, during the year and review everything, make sure everything is covered properly. That's probably the biggest thing is making sure that the communication stays open through the year. But yeah, like I said, we're fortunate with doing as much crop insurance as we do to see the clients at least four times a year, basically, is what we're seeing them 3 to 4 times a year. Through the summer, we don't do a ton with the crop insurance. Once they've planted their acres, it's obviously in the field growing, but when they harvest it in the fall, they come in and see us again once they've harvested everything, and they we do our production records for the crop insurance company. So we're pretty lucky that we do a vast majority of our crop insurance for our farm clients to get to see them that many times through the year to make sure we're covering everything properly, I guess.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Marion County Auto Body, Lighten Processed Meats, Mahaska Bottling, Iowa Realty in Knoxville, Hormel Foods, Suter Family Farms, Jersey Freeze in Monroe, Earthworks Incorporated, and Pierce's Pumpkin Patch. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Hubes Garage, Hewitt Service Center, Heartland Co-op in Prairie City, Knoxville Regional Livestock Market, Pleasantville FFA Alumni, the Melcher Dallas School District, Knoxville Raceway, Marion County Extension Office, and the Twin Cedar School District.
I continued my conversation about how insurance companies work with farmers with Kyle Edwards, president of Van Gorp Edwards Insurance, Pella.
What if there's a big hailstorm, comes in and wipes out crops? Do you go out in the field? What do you? I bet you're out there pretty quick, seeing what the damage is.
Yep, and it's just not simply on the crops, but hail can obviously be a bad thing for a lot of people. We typically can go out and look at crops, but the way the federal government has the crop insurance set up, we really can't be involved in the claim process at all on the crop insurance side. We're lucky on where it's farm or if it's home insurance, auto insurance, we can be involved in those claims. So those are the claims we typically get involved with and help make sure, the insureds are getting taken care of. But as far as crop damage, that depending on how the severity is, we can't really be involved in those too terrible much because of the federal laws that govern the crop insurance piece of it.
And this is all very, very complex, isn't it?
Very complex, yes, very complex. And that's, some people ask, why we're involved in the crop insurance game, because the government has so many rules and regulations that it can be a little bit of a headache sometimes to jump through all the government hoops, for sure. But it's a very complex thing, and we are constantly educated on it and go to classes all the time to keep up on it. And it's a definite necessity to have the crop insurance, so we feel we got to do our due diligence to help these farmers try and understand such a complicated piece of the operation, for sure. So,
more in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Dowie Pest Control, JLM Shooter Supply, Sully Transport Incorporated, Columbia Store and Tire, Marion County Farm Bureau, the Pella Lions Club, and Two Rivers Cooperative. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Central College, Cable Vay Conveyors of Oskaloosa, Laley, Iowa Healthy Homes Carpet Cleaning, Bishop Insurance Agency, Sims Custom Wash, Smith Body Shop, Van Gorp Edwards Insurance, Krause Cafe, and Two Rivers Cooperative.
I continued my conversation about how insurance companies work with farmers with Kyle Edwards, president of Van Gorp Edwards Insurance, Pella.
So part of your role is consulting, informing, educating?
Yes, that's exactly what I like to tell people. Is I don't feel like I'm a sales agent or anything. My goal is to consult. My goal is to educate the farmer as to what his options are. He can choose his own risk when it comes to crop insurance or even the farm insurance. He can truly feel, out what he can, have at risk. So we tell him what his options are and truly educate him on what could happen, because we see obviously a lot of things happen when you're in the insurance business. You see a lot of bad things happen and can point those things out, what can happen. I know it's probably never happened to a lot of people, but it can, bad things do happen every day, unfortunately.
Okay, so since you deal with a whole bunch of people, you've seen lots of different situations, and so you can bring that knowledge to a particular instance where that individual may not have experienced it at all.
Correct, yep, and that's exactly it. It's, most people aren't going to experience insurance losses, on a yearly basis even. Some people will go years without even having a claim, but obviously having dealing with a lot of clients, you're going to have claims and see some very unique situations that you would never think could happen. And but it's a great educational experience being in the insurance business and seeing what can happen and portraying that to, those of the people that have never had a claim, saying, these are the things that could happen and could cost you a substantial amount of money if you're not insured properly, for sure.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Stan Drywall, Tri-County Veterinary Clinic, Verduft Agency, Church and Dwight Corporation of Oskaloosa, Bank Iowa, Culver's of Pella, Garden and Associates of Oskaloosa, and Dutch Mill Supply. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Recon Techs of Central Iowa, Northern Mahaska Specialty Care, Weekman Pig Company of Des Moines, Sunny Slope Greenhouse, Garver's Animal Health Center, Jeff Arkema, Farm Bureau Financial Services of Pella and Oskaloosa, Warren County Extension Office, and Two Rivers Cooperative.
I continued my conversation about how insurance companies work with farmers with Kyle Edwards, president of Van Gorp Edwards Insurance, Pella.
Well, I think our listeners and I, we understand the basics of, like, say, health insurance, car insurance, home building insurance. But insuring machinery, that's got to be a completely different thing. I mean, what's insured on a combine? I mean, a combine, it's not like it's not going to crash. It's unlikely it's going to crash on the road. Mm-hmm. But so what's insured in the field?
Yep. So again, it's in a way, it's similar to maybe say a car insurance or a home insurance. It's insured when it's going down the road, and they can crash going down the road. I'd say the biggest exposure during the fall is, you know, when they're combining, things catch on fire. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And combines can burn up. So, you know, there's rock ingestion, you know, if you're, you know, out combining beans, and a rock can go through the combine and do a lot of damage that way. So, yeah, there's a lot of moving pieces and parts on a combine that can be damaged during harvest. So, yeah, and we've seen quite a few over the years that, the damage that can be done with a rock going through a combine is a substantial amount of money. Oh. Yep. And then, you know, the fires are probably the biggest exposure, though, when they're combining in the field. If they, you know, get a buildup of, you know, debris on the combine or have a bearing go out, that's typically what we see as far as that goes. And a lot of times once a combine catches on fire, it's hard to get the fire department out there and get it put out quick enough to save it. So, yeah, it's a pretty big exposure because obviously combines are a substantial amount of money for farmers, you know, running them out there. Big pieces of equipment that can, you know, be anywhere from a couple hundred thousand or, you know, 50,000 to 500,000. So just a wide variation of prices on combines, but they all have the same risk to potentially burn up or, yeah, have rocks go through them, or you can wreck them going down the road or anything, so.
And you're just presuming good maintenance and the farmer's done his job and you just, the machine doesn't work anymore, so the insurance comes into play.
Correct. Yep. And that's what, I mean, everybody, you know, all of our farmers are good about, you know, maintaining their equipment and making sure they're clean and taken care of because they don't want to have a fire. Nobody wants to deal with a fire during the year or insurance claim of any kind. You know, it's, farmers are busy in the fall. They want to get their crop out and, you know, get that process done. They don't want to have to be dealing with a burn-up combine or a damaged combine of any kind. So, you know, most people do their due diligence ahead of time and, you know, clean them off every day and make sure things are protected that way. You know, have fire extinguishers on them. That's a big thing insurance companies want. Make sure they have a fire extinguisher on board in case, you know, they do have a small fire that they could possibly put out or something like that. So, and a good idea for a lot of people, and talked to quite a few farmers that have been doing this lately, you know, if we have a dry fall, they actually have a tractor and a disc set up in the field to help, you know, the spread of the fire. Say they have a small fire in their field, they can typically get it put out with a tractor and disc so that it doesn't spread to their neighbors or, you know, take off down the road, because once a field starts on fire and it's a windy, dry day, it's going to be pretty difficult for the fire department to get it put out without, you know, having a disc or a tractor and disc there to help them out. So,
are most farmers knowledgeable about their insurance needs? Do they work pretty well with you? Is there anything that people don't do that you'd like them to do, or anything that they need to be aware of or reminded of, or you just have these good relationships when they're knowledgeable and everything just goes like clockwork?
Yep, and I'd say it's maybe not as good as clockwork, like you said, but I mean, insurance is a very complicated thing. I think most of our clients and most of the folks we work with are pretty well educated on insurance. They know the basics of it. I mean, and that's really all you can do if you're not in the business. You don't deal with it every day. You know the basics. The biggest thing is you know, communicate with us to let us know what's going on. Make sure you're telling us the equipment that you're buying or selling. That's what I tell a lot of guys. You know, if you've got a piece of equipment that you've sold 6 months ago, we still have insurance on it. There's no need to pay too much for insurance, because if you don't have it, there's no sense in insuring it. So the biggest thing is communication with us as to, you know, when you're buying and selling something, or if you're doing, you know, farming new ground, or, you know, changing anything around, just make sure that the communication is open with us is probably the biggest thing. Like I said, if we don't know you have it or don't know you're doing it, we can't insure it properly. So
what's the best part of your job?
I'd say the best part of my job is getting to deal with farmers every day, just working with them and seeing what everybody does differently, and the little nuances that everybody tries when it comes to agriculture, and the new innovative things that you learn every day, since we talk to so many people every day. That's what I enjoy about the job, is just sitting down, chatting with farmers, just seeing what's going on out there, you know, getting a very wide range of, you know, opinions as to how things work, for sure, because we insure people all over the board, from the small, you know, 40-acre farmer to the, you know, 8,000-acre farmer. You know, it's such a wide range of how many acres are covered, or, you know, what everybody does. I think is the best part of the job, is getting to see so many people and hear interesting stories about things that have happened over the years. And yeah, it's pretty entertaining business, really.
Thanks to Kyle Edwards for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.